seem fun, and info, finfo, or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, well, let's have some funfo. I'm ready for the funfo, and thanks, Julie Newmark, for bringing us in with that dime store halo. Julie Newmark's birthday is today, so big shout out to Julie Newmark,
and you can find
her music. Yeah, Julie Newmark, that's N-E-U-M-A-R-K. It's not Catwoman, okay? It's not Julie Newmar. Julie Newmark, N-E-U-M-A-R-K. Okay, anyways, so did you forget milk? I could see myself. I could see the billboard right now. I'm not exactly sure. I know what my mush would. What would my... Let's... At the end of this segment, yes. You're going to find out if I have a huge billboard with my mug on it, okay? And it says, forgot milk? No worries. You're going to find out what my mustache is actually made of, all right? Mm-hmm. I wish we could do a Twitter feed right now, and you could tell me, what do you think, if it's not milk, what should my mustache be made of? All right, because... Milk, certainly, we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. may not be a great food, but calcium is very imperative. Now, milk's got a lot of dings in it, in my opinion. Dr. Decker Weiss, what do you think about milk? Can you just give me your little rundown from your heart, your head, and your clinical experience?
Well, what I think is that in my clinical experience, I've sure taken a lot more people off of milk and dairy products than I would ever put them on, number one. Just because, again, milk has problems. Milk is not, there's a couple basic things that I think need to be said. One is, we're the only species that consumes milk beyond its childhood. And I think that's very important. We kind of violate one of nature's tenets right there. And the second thing is,
it's not even our milk. It's not like it's our mom's milk that we're continuing. It's another species' milk, or not another species.
And that is tenet two. We're the only creature that drinks another species' milk. Now, there is, you'll see sometimes dogs, you know, nursing from goats, and you'll see some interspecies things like that. But in general, you know, that's just not something that happens. Milk is designed for baby cows, you know, cow's milk. It's not designed for baby humans. There's been links, especially in babies in childhood, to type 1 diabetes because of the antibodies that milk can create, bloating, stuff like that. And it's just not a great source of calcium. When I think of calcium, I reflex to certain nuts and seeds, but really more green leafy vegetables. And we're going to have to turn this country's vision that when they think of calcium away from milk into green leafy greens in order to get our weight under control and to fix a lot of our chronic digestive disorders. That's my first intake on it. Where do you go with this?
Well, I don't drink milk. None of my family drinks milk, especially just commercial cow milk. I think that it, from a risk benefit ratio, clearly, I think the risks far outweigh the benefits. First of all, a lot of it is pumped up because of the way we treat our cattle, commercial cattle, mm-hmm. With bovine growth hormone, with the way that they're fed. So it's not a pure food substance. I do think that 75% of the United States is quote unquote lactose intolerant, only because we really weren't raised and we aren't biologically sort of geared towards drinking mm-hmm. cow's milk for the most part. And so, and dairy, I do believe, is very mucus forming, and it's just not good. So it's just not good for us. I think the key is, what would my mustache be made of? There are so many other sources of calcium.
See, I think you'd have a green, like St. Patrick's Day mustache.
Yeah. Okay, I would definitely do kale, and you know, we've talked about this before, and I love it. Mm-hmm. The ANDI score, that's ANDI, as an aggregate nutrient density index. For example, this is the amount of nutrients. Okay, the nutrient density of a particular substance or food. Like Coke would have a 0, and kale actually has 1,000. It's the highest, and mm-hmm. calcium is a nutrient. It's a mineral. Also, like almonds, okay, dry roasted, made into butter, you put almond milk is an excellent mm-hmm. source of calcium. Sesame seeds, turnip greens, flax seeds and nuts, herring, a cold water fish, herring, a serving size. So a serving size of herring, mm-hmm. so about 4 ounces, has been proven to aid absorption of calcium and really aid in about 10% of your daily volume of calcium if you take in mm-hmm. that. So And green leafies are far superior to that. So you don't have to, if you forgot milk, like you say, no worries.
Yeah, it's no worries and worry of, and I think it's the opposite too. If you're looking to get your calcium from milk, you got, there's going to be issues. There just is. There's no free lunch with it. Even if you're using fat-free milk or whatever. And let's say milk was perfect. It is now pasteurized, homogenized. The hormones that you're using to do most of it. It's milk has problems. And that's why I say forgot milk, no worries. It has problems. And, you know, we go back to this, we're the highest calcium consuming country in the world, and we have the highest rate of osteoporosis. Well, what types of calcium are we using? Where are we getting it? Because when my patients say that they get their dairy, their calcium from milk and cheese, I throw it out. I don't even count it. I don't even count the milligrams that they could be potentially getting it. I assume as a physician, as a naturopathic doctor, I assume that the calcium coming from the dairy sources is out. I will then count the stuff from the raw turnip greens, the stuff from the Brazil nuts, the herrings if you have it, looking at kales, dandelion greens, how many dark leafy greens are doing it. That counts. That goes into plus column for me. So I'm telling you, as a 15-year practicing doctor that needs my patients, I treat osteoporosis, I treat bone loss all the time. I don't even count the milligrams that are coming from their dairy, basically in their diet, as going to their bones. It's that bad.
Well, and you know, the other thing that I was just thinking about, and I believe my chemistry is right on here, but milk is full of retinoic acid. Okay, so vitamin A. So retinoic acid, in my memory, decreases the absorption of vitamin D. You need vitamin D in order to have the absorption of calcium. So it's a little bit of a backfire negative feedback loop for the most part. You're not. So the point is, what's really important in the take home is that, and I hear it all the time in my practice, I'm taking my calcium supplements because I don't eat a lot of dairy. And so the people think that they don't get calcium if they don't eat dairy. That is, I think that is a myth that we need to bust right now and help folks understand that there are absorbable, natural, whole foods like nuts, seeds, and green leafies that you can get your daily intake of calcium that's going to be absorbed, right? It's not what you are. Right. It's not what you eat. It is what you absorb into your bones and really be healthy from that powerful nutrient standpoint.
Yeah.
What's going on? Can't talk anymore. Sorry.
Well, because these are passionate subjects and I can see why we're stumbling and stammering because we've got to get people. Well, as a doc, when they're coming in and they're full of allergies and they're saying that they're scared to let go of their milk, and we know the science, we know the clinical aspects of chronic dairy intake, the pluses and the minuses of it. And we're trying to literally break a myth. This is a myth buster after your, you know, top rated television show, you know, myth busting. And I mean, we've got to bust this.
You mean
myth
defying?
Thank you, myth defying. But you myth bust. You do it all. You myth defy. You do it all. Yes. But yes, it's we need as a culture to start looking at calcium. And when we think of calcium and looking at greens and some of these nuts and not dairy, this isn't going to happen overnight, but this has to happen to get over some of these chronic degenerative health problems that we have in this country.
That's right. So let's just break this down. Okay. So I want everybody to look soon for a campaign coming near you. It's going to be the, hey, did you forgot milk? No worries, because I and Decker, we're going to take pictures and we're going to have little kale mustaches on, okay? And then maybe we'll like paste a little, some Brazil nuts. And so, because the point is, if you're buying commercial milk, you're usually doing more harm than good from a nutrient standpoint, okay? I can't stand the taste of milk. I can't stand the look of it. I can't stand the smell of it. But if you think that's how you're getting calcium, kindly just, we just want to push you into understanding it's not a great source of calcium. It is a great source of some other things that you don't want to ingest. And there are other things out there when you're talking about this very powerful nutrient, calcium, to get them in. So remember, kale, high on the Andes score, Brazil nuts, pumpkin seeds, nuts and seeds, you got it, all right? And that's, we're just trying to keep you informed, keep you empowered to make better choices here on RadioMD.com. Stay well.